These idiots sleep in those fucking yellow windbreakers, okay? This is how competent they are. I'll give you an example of this. And I can read about it, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, this kid did the other thing. Oh, wow, two MLB teams. Oh, boy, and a couple NBA teams. See, these people are full of shit. A recent Rasmussen poll revealed that almost half of Americans support the introduction of health passports that reopen the economy. How's that? How could half of the Americans support health passports when only 30% have been fully vaccinated? That doesn't make any sense. So they're rooting against themselves? Well, okay. Okay, Rasputin. Let me tell you what I think is going to happen with these QR codes and all this other bullshit. I think they're going to use this as a stick. They're going to use it as a stick to try to get people to get the vaccine. I don't think it's fucking technologically possible for these things to work, because there's still a human factor involved. The person at the gate, etc. And I had to fill out paperwork on an app or something. We went to a football game a couple weeks ago, college football game. And, we had to fill out this thing. I said, fuck it, we'll fill it out. You have to put your name in and you're online before you go, 24 hours before you go. I said, let's test it out. I did it like 72 hours. And they're saying, the people with us saying, it's not going to work. You're supposed to do it the same day. I said, it'll fucking work. This is COVID passport theater. These dummies don't know what they're doing. So we filled this thing out. And you get a QR code on your phone. And they ask you all these questions. Blah, 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 blah. This and the other thing. I just said, look, none of this is your fucking beeswax. So no to everything. It's like, no, 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 fuck off. No, none of your business. None of your business. No, 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 no. So I didn't really give a shit. If I got stopped at the gate, I just would have went and got something to eat or something. At a restaurant. Wait till after the game. And I think I put my thing as like fucking, the name was like D Duck, like Daffy Duck or something. I don't know what, maybe Bugs Bunny. And they're saying, you're going to get flagged, man. You can't be disrespectful like that. You got to fill these. I said, this is a joke. They're not even going to. So we go in there and you have to hold your phone up and it's got this QR code. And the lady goes, yeah, come on, come on in, come on in, come on. So you're not going to scan the code? You're not going to scan the code? No. Remember the big bad wolf, the government? You didn't. You may have fooled Red Riding Hood. You're not fooling me. So I said later, I double back. You know me, I'm like a smart ass. I'm always milling around doing something. I said, yo, what's going on with these things? I went to the trouble of filling this stuff out. You didn't even, it was like a supervisor. You didn't even scan it. You just waved people in. So, well, we were scanning it earlier. You must have gotten here a little late. We were scanning it earlier and the scanner broke down. And then some of our employees were complaining that it's too hard to scan these things and they weren't scanning properly and people were getting upset and people paid for the tickets, so we just started waving people in. So this is what we're talking. Now, you didn't need to have a vaccine to get into the game, but you had to fill out some bullshit paperwork, blah, 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 blah. This is where this is going. So this is a lot, just like at the TSA when you get felled up at the airport, some guys might like that. They might, I forgot something in the car, honey. Oh, we went through security. Well, let's go through again. You know, I'm getting a little action here in the line. I know some of you guys. You guys have been married a long time. You like going to the airport, just hanging out. But these dopes at the TSA, these guys couldn't catch a cold, let alone terrorists. You know what I mean? That's what it's going to be, something like that. These dopes, you're only as good as the people that are, when it comes to security, I might happen to know a few things. You're only as good as the people who are trained and proficient in making sure that these things are deployed properly. You think that's going to happen with these dopes at stadiums? They might be less qualified than the people in the airport. Likely they are. Not a problem. It's not a problem. They have jobs and they're working. That's important too. But what I'm saying is, I just gave you a perfect example. They rolled this thing out, college football, and the employees fucking, after an hour, said, this is stupid. We're not doing this. And the lines were backing up, and the supervisor said, let them through. Let them through. And this is lower capacity. NCAA is only allowing like 4,000 people in per game, you know, or something like that. 25%, 20% capacity and things like that. Imagine when there's 100,000 people. Penn State, Happy Valley, 106,000 people in Michigan waiting to get into a game. You think these dopes with the scanners, you think that's going to work? What, do you have to stand in line for 6 hours? Like you're registering for fucking classes in 1999 or something? 1999, my ass. 1990. Before electronic registration, when you had to pick your classes out and stand in line like a fool. So vaccine passports, I think, are just a way to try to get people to get the vaccine. And I think they will likely go by the wayside when it comes to sports. And here's the other thing, too. You really want to go fucking see sports that bad? Like I said, no thanks. If I'm going to watch something, I'll watch on TV, if I even give a shit. I'm impressed with how little I care. And impressed because it just seems stupid to me. And I'm going to go through all this trouble to pay some fucking whiny bitch millionaire more money? Yeah. Okay. I'll do that. And I'll make sure I share my medical information with some dope running a vaccine passport app. Sure, I wonder what could go wrong. Talk about creeping totalitarianism and dictatorship by the government. It wants to control and track everything we do. But see, the government doesn't have to worry about it because their public-private partnership partners will do it. Right? That's the way it works. The government, the governors can say, oh, we will outlaw vaccine passports. They're outlawed in our state by the government. Well, no, they're not, because you have sports complexes and sports facilities where the public-private partnership, the private part, is sticking it to us out here. And you're not doing anything about it. The governors are not doing anything about it. And the people in Congress are fucking bought and paid for. Have you figured that out yet, maybe? Or you still think that these people give... Jim Jordan cares about us. Devin Nunes, they're great people. They got awards. They got awards for being like really good people, really good Americans. They got freedom awards. Yeah. While you got locked in your fucking house, they got a freedom award. Do the math. Give a shit about you. None of them care about you. If they did, these schemes would not be happening. They're part of it. Part and parcel. They're in on it. B.B. King, fool, don't be one. I need a quick drink of water. Give me a second, please.
Everyone guessed I had no happiness loving you the way I do. You carried my heart around in your hand. Yes, I still love you.
Let's just roll with the music. Fuck it. Headline, state
It's time to pull out the bribes when nothing else works. Time to pay people off. Time to go. It's that time in our show for third world country hellhole portion. States offer beer and cash incentives as vaccine demand plummets. They're bribing. This is what they think of you. They think that you're a slob for a couple bucks and a six pack of fucking beer. You'll go pump yourself. You know what? You'd be better off if you bought your own beer, got liquored up, drove off the road, and ended it all. Because at least you're in control. These dopes want you to get all vaccined up. Are they going to fucking pay the hospital bills? Are they going to pay the disability bills? Except if something happens to you or your loved ones? No, nowhere to be found. Hey, we gave you a 12-pack of beer, pal. Tell it to the judge. Cash incentives. This is hardly a cash incentive. A cash incentive to me is like, hey, look. You take this vaccine, I'll give you 15, 20 grand. These assholes have no problem taking 15 or 20 grand from you. Now they're offering you peanuts. Wait till you hear this. This is like a scheme. It's always good when government gets involved in coercing you and bribing you. If it was fucking good for you. Look, if it was good for you, the word would be out on the street. Hey, this stuff works, man. It's like when the good weed came into town. Oh, man. See this shit? This guy's got over here. Word spreads if it's good, right? It's very simple. Now you have to coerce people and bribe them and blackmail. Oh, yeah. That always works out well. Just as more states project that they have reached peak levels of vaccine demand, the governors in Michigan, like Gretchen Insane Eyes Whitmer, come up with subtle ways to encourage reluctant adults to acquiesce. Multiple states are experimenting with offering carrots, even a monetary reward. Yeah. Where do you think the fucking money's coming from? You think, like, fat Governor Larry Hogan in Maryland, you think he's reaching into his own pocket and giving people money? It's coming from you. I didn't give these fucking assholes permission to spend my goddamn money bribing idiots to take a vaccine. Talk about taxation without representation. This fucking thing has gone banana republic, folks. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan offered Monday $100 financial incentive to state employees who receive the vaccine. Oh, that's nice. These slobs get an extra $100. Even the dopey state employees, in many cases, are bottom of the barrel. Even they figure it out. Somebody must have put some reality in their bong along with the hash. To receive the incentive, ooh, $100. Let's run out. Where's my $100 at? Of course, it's probably taxed. By the time you get your $100 from poisoning yourself, it's about $30. Employees must provide their human resource office with proof of vaccination and agree to receive all subsequent CDC recommended booster vaccinations. Oh, so you're signing up for the booster shots. Wow, so that's what? So it's not $100 for vaccination. It's coming out to a couple dollars per vaccination. Well, it didn't take long for the state to rip your ass off, did it? They have to agree to subsequent CDC recommended booster vaccinations within 18 months of being fully vaccinated. Wait a minute. There are no booster vaccinations out. They're not on the market. So thanks for telling us. Thanks for telling us that they're officially coming. We appreciate you assholes with your dumb schemes revealing your little secrets. All state employees who have already been vaccinated will also receive $100 incentive payment if they agree to maintain the booster vaccinations. Oh, that's nice. Just hand out the money, Hogan. Your fucking state is bankrupt. It's a shithole. Baltimore is a cesspool. And you're handing out $100 that you don't have to. How much is... Listen, what are the three words I always say? Follow the money. How much is the federal government paying you per head? Per head. What kind of deal are they working out now? What are you making, $300-$400 a head from the feds? And that's from you and me, folks. We're paying for that, too. Yeah, we'll give these guys $100. We're making $300-$400 a head. Scheme, one scheme after another, just handing out money. Money that they don't have. What else is new? Run it up. Run it the fuck up. You have to sign up and say you're going to go get... Oh, my God. To Maryland's northern flank, the idiots in New Jersey... Wait a minute. In Maryland, the state will require... Thank you. We need some good down south music. These idiots in Maryland. It's south of the Mason-Dixon line. They've lost their mind. Camptown ladies, sing that song. Oh, do-da-day. I'm gonna get my vaccine tonight. I'll be dead later today. I don't know why this song's in here, but... What the hell? And get your vaccine. What could go wrong? Oh, but do-da-day. I want my $100. Listen to this. Maryland will require anyone who doesn't receive their booster shots or any future doses to fend off mutant strains. What mutant strains? They have to repay the $100. Oh, okay. Yeah. You're going to get $100. You ever borrow money or lend somebody money in Maryland? Good luck getting it back. To Maryland's north, the idiots in New Jersey has offered its own take on enticements by offering adults who are 21 plus a free beer at any participating brewery by displaying proof they've been vaccinated. Yeah, that's a good idea for you businesses out there. You have 30% of people who've been vaccinated, and make sure that you alienate 70% of your entire market by offering these fucking morons a free beer. What about the people who didn't get vaccinated? Did they get a free beer? You people are stupid. When you shut your doors and they're auctioning off your big tanks to some hillbilly down in Maryland who's got a still in the woods, don't expect us to feel bad for you. The city of Baltimore elicited laughter nationwide when it unveiled a new advertising campaign intended to encourage young adults to get the vaccine. The message that adults should be vaccinated before they start socializing again was mocked because the ad resembles a poster for a woman's refuge, as if the Deborah character in the ad was embroiled in a domestic abuse situation with her boyfriend. Well, at least the ad is realistic in Baltimore. They're coming out with a second ad where people just in the poster are getting shivved. Only in Baltimore. You think Baltimore's got bigger problems than people who have been fucking vaccinated? Maybe focus on the murder sprees. Maybe focus on the crime. Maybe focus on the fucking disaster that city has become ever since they torched it in the 1960s. I like this Camptown racist song. I really don't know how it got in here, but what the hell? Yeah, Baltimore. Baltimore is enticing residents to get the vaccine. Can they get a vaccine so they can go outside and not get fucking killed? Not get prison shanked in the street? Let me know if they deserve a vaccine for that. Third world hellhole down there. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Only in Baltimore could they turn an ad campaign into a vaccination into a woman getting bitch slapped. I guess you could pretty much use that for anything in Baltimore. Can't even make this stuff up. So if you guys are out there, can you imagine? New Jersey's on the cheap. You cheap bastards in New Jersey, you guys who run breweries, you dumbasses, that's all you could give somebody is one beer? You guys should be next. That shanty Mick, governor of yours, Murphy, he'll be lining people up. He'll have the local breweries lined up in the parking lot. The vaccination parking lots. You have to go through run a gauntlet of local breweries, like a beer fest, like an Oktoberfest. And then after they get you nice and liquored up, then you sign up for the vaccines. That's what it's going to come down to. So stick around. Don't sell out for one free beer after the vaccine. They'll be getting people liquored up like Bill Clinton on prom night with the ladies before it's over. You might get a whole lot of free beer. Stick it out. Don't sell out for one free beer. You cheap pricks in Jersey. Don't worry. Bruce is writing a song about it. It's about the boardwalk, and he's from where's he from again? Every time he talks, he says, oh, yeah, I'm from Asbury Park, but I'm writing a song about it, about drinking tequila in the park and getting busted for DUI and then getting off. I'm writing a song about free beer in Jersey. It's going to be on my new album, my COVID album. Bruce!
Headline, DOJ asks Congress for funding to fight domestic terrorism, gender crimes, and systemic racism. Oh, yeah. Three things in this country that aren't even really happening.
How can you say that? It's so insensitive. You're not woke. You're not woke at all.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm awake, but not woke.
Attorney General Merrick Christmas Tree Garland. Holiday Garland asked Congress for additional funding, which would be used to combat domestic terrorism, gender violence, and systemic racism. Haven't you assholes gotten enough money you fucking waste on a daily basis, you feckless losers? Department of Injustice, more than $35 billion budget. Billion-dollar budget. For what? When do we get a budget to fight the domestic terrorism waged by the $35 billion budget of the Department of Justice? Why don't you slice and dice some of your domestic terrorists in the DOJ and there? And then you could use the extra money to supposedly chase domestic terrorism, gender crimes, and systemic racism. Guys are doing a hell of a job last summer, the DOJ did, with the systemic racism against white people as idiots, gutter snipes, street urchins, torched U.S. cities. You guys did a great job on your $35 billion fucking budget, sitting on your fat asses, watching cities burn to the fucking ground, and local residents run for their lives and cower. The ones who weren't physically harmed or killed. But don't worry about it. You need more money to tackle domestic terror, to wage. I think it is wage domestic terrorism. To make sure that racism with the groups that you run The DOJ, of course, runs BLM. They run Antifa. They run Proud Boys. They run Oath Keepers. They run the base, on and on and on. So I think the wording here is incorrect. I think that the DOJ asked Congress for funding for domestic terrorism and systemic racism. Gender crimes, I don't even know what the fuck does that mean, gender crimes. It's, talk about identity politics and in criminal justice. Like, gender crimes, is that even on the map? I don't even know. Is that really a big problem? Do you think so? Why don't you assholes go after fucking tax cheats of these massive corporations and their quote-unquote charities and nonprofits? There's $1.9 trillion on the street out there you're being ripped off on an annual basis. But no, let's go after some fucking guy, some poor bastard. Some poor white guy out here that doesn't have two nickels to rub together. We'll go after him because we can keep our stats up on getting plea agreements and et cetera, incarceration. Meanwhile, the Clinton Foundation and the Gates Foundation, and of course that's only the tip of the iceberg, is on the fucking loose. But don't worry, the DOJ is there fighting you. I mean, for you. I almost lost my mind. What's the other headline I saw? I just want to pull it up real quick. Something completely ridiculous along the lines of that. I just shook my head. I said, my God, this is... these dopes are at it again. Oh, Judicial Watch has sued the Secret Service for information on the Biden dog biting incidents. Yeah. So if you send your money to Judicial Watch to file $150 lawsuits that go nowhere, they're working for you too. Don't worry about it. Everybody's working for you. DOJ's got $35 billion that they waste on a regular basis. That's not even FBI's budget. That's just the DOJ's. The DOJ wants to prioritize domestic terrorism cases, civil rights investigations. Oh, what about the people, the civil rights of the thousands of residents last summer who were violated in different cities by having their fucking cities torched, being beaten in the street and killed? I think that is a violation. What about the civil rights of all the people who are killed in nursing homes? I would prioritize and categorize that as domestic terrorism cases waged by guys like Cuomo, Wolf in Pennsylvania, J. Edgar Health, who now has been promoted to Biden. Who else? It goes on and on and on. Murphy, Whitmer. It's the same fucking rogues gallery. That seems a... if someone kills you, that would seem to be a civil rights violation. But no, it's not worthy of that. Preventing violence against women. That's big now with the DOJ. The DOJ who runs fucking... the DOJ is going to protect women. Like the two DOJ employees who were raped in Los Angeles FBI field office. They protected them. Yeah, they protected them. They're so interested now in getting money to prevent violence against women. They don't even stand up for their own DOJ FBI employees who were raped by other FBI agents, male agents. No one was prosecuted. Nobody lost a pension. Yeah, they stand up for women, all right, at the DOJ. Fuck out of here. They also want money to promote community-oriented policing. Yeah, that's going to work well when there are no communities left. Of course, they want improved resources to prevent gun violence. The same people who come into people's houses and point guns at children are suddenly worried about preventing gun violence. And since when is it the fucking Justice Department's responsibility to get involved in these activist type things? Right? They want to prevent these things now. They prevent gun violence. It seems like there's been a whole lot of gun violence since there's been a changeover administrations. Maybe you should look into that. Of course, if you did look into it, it would be a massive scandal. It would be a massive, massive scandal, of course. And all the people who are committing gun violence, supposedly, mass shootings, they all have a history with the Justice Department and the FBI. Maybe you look into that. Maybe you could improve your resources to prevent gun violence if these people who weren't going on rampages weren't on the fucking payroll of the Justice Department or cooperating with them as CIs in criminal investigations. Maybe start there. But don't worry, the Justice Department also needs more money to promote climate change initiatives. Because as everybody knows, that's what criminal justice is all about. The fucking weather and clouds. You can't even. This new attorney general. I mean, I used to rant about attorney generals, right? They're all fucking full of shit. But this guy is a special. This guy's a special idiot. They want more money. They want to give more money to the FBI to investigate domestic terrorism. When the FBI is running fucking domestic terrorism with these quote-unquote resistance groups. Nobody wants to talk about that, though. You can't even make it up. They're so lost. They're so full of shit and so corrupt. Give me money, give me money, give me money for this, give me money for that. It's insane that Garland would even ask for money against for DOJ's Office of Violence Against Women. You can't even. With 1.3 million pending immigration cases, Garland also asked for funds to support 100 new immigration judges. Immigration judges? What do we need 100 new immigration judges, liberal immigration judges, that are just going to rubber stamp these assholes staying here anyhow after they come over here illegally? Can't we just save the money? Can't we save the 1.3 money to put on 1.3 million pending immigration cases? Are they going to send these people back? Yeah. No, I don't think so. Don't worry. The FBI's in on it, though. They're on it. They're on top of it. Well, it's a good country while it lasted. And this FBI, this is our FBI theme song. So the next story, I haven't scrolled down yet. It must be an FBI story. As we're running a little behind. But that's okay. We have a couple backup FBI songs. And to celebrate J. Edgar Hoover, etc. First one was, of course, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. Well, that is J. Edgar Hoover. So we'll just keep it going. You folks out there in the FBI, what a proud legacy. What a proud legacy. Fidelity, bravery, cross-dressing. Wear your shield with pride. Guys are fucking jokers. Headline, FBI devotes itself to trying to find right-wing extremists. Yeah, good luck. The last couple FBI bulletins, let's go over them. Of course, I'm just going from memory. There's no script here.
There's going to be a big trouble at the inauguration. We need 25,000 troops, FBI bulletin, intelligence bulletin.
Yeah. What an oxymoron. The intelligence bulletin, the FBI, there's going to be big trouble. January, what was it, 20th? Inauguration. So they brought in 25,000 troops, these dingbats, based on weapons of mass destruction-esque proof, evidence.
That's big trouble. The FBI is on top of it. They've been monitoring social media, and they're onto something. Major scheme.
There was nobody in Washington. Even the troops couldn't find any place to eat or sleep. There was no one in it. It looked like a fucking ghost town, other than having 25,000 troops there. And rolls and rolls and rolls of razor wire and perimeters are, it's just stupidity. Oh, not to be outdone by the FBI intelligence bulletin on March 4th. Was it March 4th?
Same thing. There's going to be trouble out here. FBI bulletin, intelligence bulletin. This just in here. J. Edgar Hoover. There could be potential trouble in the Beltway on March 4th. Citizens of the United States should be very cognizant. If you see something, say something.
Yeah, I see something. Nothing. Nothing fucking happened. But don't worry. If they look fucking hard enough, they're going to find a right-wing extremist somewhere. Or they're going to make some asshole one. In a related story, they just found Waldo. It's been reported last week that the FBI, without any court order, sifted through the National Security Agency's massive troves of foreign communications for information on American racially motivated violent extremists. Not to be confused with the racially motivated violent extremists in the FBI. Historically, who threatened and coerced and tried to blackmail Martin Luther King Jr., who tried to get Martin Luther King Jr. to kill himself, who sent blackmail materials to Martin Luther King Jr.'s wife, Coretta Scott King, the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, who harassed the FBI, talking about racially motivated violent extremists, who harassed, monitored, and it could be worse based on the history of what happened here. I'm not even talking about MLK Jr. I'm talking about Malcolm X. They dogged him too. The FBI set up on him, set surveillance up on him. But now they're worried about racially motivated violent extremists. What they did to those folks, those African Americans, those leaders, and not only in the African American communities, but as Americans, fuck the African American moniker. These are Americans. These are fellow Americans. I don't care about their color or creed or religion. These are human beings that ended up assassinated. And J. Edgar Hoover said, somebody's got to do something about Malcolm X. He's causing a lot of problems. Oh, well, guess what? Somebody did something about him. But don't worry, the FBI is going to focus on racially motivated violent extremists. There's so many episodes of the situation. I'll give you another one. You want another one? Okay, I got another one. 1969, December. Fred Allen Hampton, Frederick Allen Hampton, 21-year-old black dude. Another leader, an American activist. came to prominence in Chicago. Chairman of the Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party. But you know what? I listened to this dude. This guy was the real deal. He started the anti-class Rainbow Coalition, where he was saying, hey, man. Okay. This is interesting. Much like Malcolm X, he was saying, yeah, we're the Black Panthers, but white people in Chicago, Latinos in Chicago, and nationwide, the message started to spread nationwide. We're all slaves out here. We're forming a rainbow coalition. Everyone's welcome here. We're all being oppressed by this government, etc. They do not represent us. Hampton, a 21-year-old, very well-spoken guy, very bright guy. So when you hear, oh, he was in the Black Panther Party, he must have been some radical. Well, he was to the federal government. But what Hampton was talking about and what he was doing with the Rainbow Coalition was groundbreaking. He had taken the message of Malcolm X and said, Malcolm X was right about all this stuff, but Malcolm X focused on African Americans, saying that they were getting hosed and manipulated and exploited, and that they were still slaves, even in the 60s. Even though they were quote-unquote free, were they really free? Well, Hampton came in and said, I agree with all that, but it's not about race. It's about all of us. We're all getting screwed. So let's have a rainbow coalition. Let's bring all these people together. Why are we going to fight? Why are we going to segregate? We're all being screwed. Let's come together. All different races. All different oppressed Americans. Well, that was fucking trouble for a guy like J. Edgar Hoover. What happened to Hampton? At the hands of the FBI and Chicago police. Well, let's take a look at it. Of course, is Hampton's group also. The Young Patriots, in addition to the Black Panther Party, another prominent multicultural political organization, the Young Patriots, which organized poor white people. A guy like Hampton's fucking dangerous. You know why? He stayed in the community. He wouldn't leave the community. He stayed in the community. Started to cause trouble. That's why they pluck out smart people. I grew up in a poor community. I saw it happen thousands of times. They take the really talented kids. Come to our schools. Come to our prep schools. Come to our universities. Don't worry about tuition. We'll show you that there's another life out. There's a way out of the neighborhood. Or there's a way out of the hood. But you can never go back. They don't want you going back. They don't want you becoming educated and going back to the hood to cause trouble. They want to keep those people down. Whites, black, Hispanic. Folks, there's more poor white people in this country than anybody else. So when I say those people, I'm talking about the people I grew up with. I'm talking about poor people. Hampton said, yo, man. Let's organize all these poor people. I don't care what color they are. Then he made alliances with Chicago street gangs. Started getting them involved, saying, hey, man, you don't have to be gangbanging. There's a way out. We're all going to work together. In 1967, Hampton was identified by the FBI as a radical threat. The FBI tried to subvert his activities in Chicago, sowing misinformation and disinformation campaign among progressive groups and placing a counterintelligence operative in the local Black Panthers. In December 1969, Hampton was drugged, shot, and killed in his bed during a pre-dawn raid at his Chicago apartment by a tactical unit of the Cook County State Attorney's Office, the Chicago Police Department, and the FBI. Law enforcement sprayed more than 90 gunshots through the apartment during the raid. Another Black Panther was also killed, and several others were seriously wounded. Guess what happened? Yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And so, you know, jump in, folks, because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile from these smart folks we have. Interacting with other smart folks, and when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads, and worse, you get what my dad used to tell me something, you get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos, Pain in the Morning, the videos, and the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before. It's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get intel. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc. Your fellow man out here, we're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here, and we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. Not try to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings, just plain old-fashioned intel, human intel, and OSINT, open source intel, has been fantastic, and I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. So, folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's a game changer for many people. And, of course, the platforms that we have on there, the souped up muscle car that we call a hot wire, etc. And we appreciate it, folks. We wouldn't be able to do without you patrons. You're literally what is keeping this engine running. So thank you, as I said before, and I will continue to say thank you, folks. And if you're on the fence, what are you waiting for? Time's a-wasting. Jump in. My God, you can always jump out of. If it's the worst thing in the world, you can jump out. This isn't the government. This isn't the Hotel California where you can check in but never leave. You don't like it? You can skedaddle. Folks, the rest of this podcast, about another hour plus, is on our platforms, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, as we are moving some of the more sensitive content to the back of the show, because it's just nonstop censorship, and there's a lot of other issues as we continue to climb an uphill battle and climb an uphill mountain, of course, like all mountains are, of independent journalism, with one challenge after another, trying to be the voice out here of truth, trying to do something different. And the amount of slack we have to take for it and hassle is just unbelievable. So the second part of the podcast is now on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, where you can get it in its entirety for our premiere content, so to speak, on those platforms. And as we roll out a new platform soon of our own, we'll eventually be moving away from those platforms as well. So it's all about building and growing, and we appreciate your support and your continued support, and maybe we'll see you over there. I hope to see you over there. Again, take care.